Next patient we're going to do together real quick is a patient by the name of Robert Lee Jr. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Lee, L-E-A Jr., 78-year-old gentleman, currently in hospice with atherosclerotic heart disease associated with angina. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. His KPS is 40%. His MAC is 21 centimeter. He used to be able to wear medium adult diapers. Now he can only wear small or extra small, period. He's had multiple coronary multiple stents times five, history of CABG coronary artery bypass graft in the past. He is on nitroglycerin that he uses at least three or four times a day. His caretaker, Mr. Oliver, tells me he can only walk three or four steps before he stops and becomes short of breath and has chest pain. He's no longer a candidate for cardiac further catheterization or anti-angina medication because of the medication that he's already on at this time. He also suffers from hyperlipidemia, volume overload, angina, refractory to medication, neuropathy, depression, anxiety, hypertension, BPH, and multiple medications to help his dementia and sundowner syndrome, period. He has an extensive history of ETOH use in the past, which is causing his change in mental status and his neuropathy symptoms, period. His blood pressure appears to be controlled at this time, period. The caretaker tells me that he definitely has sundowner syndrome. He definitely becomes aggressive, has changed in his mental status, and becomes aggressive from time to time, especially in the evening period. He also suffers from cardiac cachexia. He's now eating about 20 to 30% of his meals and has protein calorie malnutrition. Initially, he had lost from 180 to 130 pounds. He weighs definitely less than 130 pounds at this time. Again, MAC was 21 centimeter left arm. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Mr. Robert Lee. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.